From Washington, this is VOA News. Ira Melman reporting. Tunisian authorities have arrested 9 people in connection with a massacre at a Tunis museum that killed 23 people. The Tunisian president's office gave no further details on those detained. Within hours of the attack Wednesday, government officials said police were searching for accomplices after security forces at the scene shot dead 2 gunmen. The pair had opened fire on tourists outside the National Bardo Museum before taking a small group hostage. Prime Minister Habib Assid told RTL Radio the shooter's affiliation is not clear at the moment. Among the dead are 20 foreign tourists and 3 Tunisians, according to government officials. Mr. Assid said that the shooters were wearing military-style uniforms when they hunted and chased down tourists at the museum before taking a small group captive. In Yemen, officials say at least 6 people have been killed in clashes between rival forces backing that country's internationally recognized president and a former leader who was ousted in a 2011 popular uprising. Security forces loyal to former leader Ali Abdullah Saleh on Thursday attacked the international airport in Yemen's main southern city of Aden, where they battled militia loyal to President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi. The fighting forced the airport's closure. Forces on both sides also fought in other parts of the port city. Sources say 4 pro-Saleh fighters and 2 militiamen were killed in the clashes. There were also a number of injuries. Mr. Hadi last month escaped house arrest by the Shiite Houthi rebels who control the capital of Sana'a and conquered Mr. Saleh, an ally. You are listening to VOA News. Islamic State militants may have committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Iraq, including genocide against the Yazidi minority. That, according to a new report released Thursday by the UN Human Rights Chief. A document submitted to the UN Human Rights Council details killings, abductions, torture, and other violations described by more than 100 witnesses and survivors from attacks that took place beginning in June of last year when the militants swept through large areas of Iraq. It calls for the UN Security Council to consider sending the situation in Iraq to the International Criminal Court, as well as for the Iraqi government to conduct public investigations of any alleged rights violation. The International Monetary Fund chief, Christine Lagarde, says India is poised to become the world's fastest-growing major economy, overtaking China as early as this year. During a recent visit to India, she also cautioned emerging markets to brace for instability in the event of a hike in interest rates by the U.S. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
Sounding a bullish note about the Indian economy, International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde said that while most countries are battling slow growth, India is marching in the opposite direction.
Using India's new GDP series, the IMF expects growth in India this year in the range of 7.2, and we see it at 7.5 next year, making India one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Of all the large economies, India is the fastest.
However, the IMF chief sounded a warning note, saying that reforms need to be pushed with the utmost speed. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
A spokesman for Israel's Zionist Union Party, which finished 2nd in Israel's parliamentary election, said Thursday the party will not join Prime Minister Netanyahu's next coalition government. Isaac Herzog told Israel's Army Radio that the Zionist Union will be an opposition force to challenge what he called a narrow right-wing government. The Israeli leader said he intends to form a government in the next 2 to 3 weeks. He also promises to protect what he called the well-being and security of Israeli citizens, including rejecting support for a Palestinian state. Mr. Netanyahu said this week he would never support a Palestinian state. In Washington, a State Department spokeswoman, Jennifer Psaki, said the prime minister's comment on that has caused the U.S. to reevaluate its approach in support of a Palestinian homeland.
Based on the prime minister's comments, the United States is in a position going forward. We will be evaluating our approach with regard to how best to achieve a 2-state solution.
Despite the differences, Psaki says the U.S. will continue to work with Israel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.